Hey Joe, I like your show. I tell everybody that's my shit. And if you got a long ride and you like getting high, maybe go and take another hit. We gonna laugh out loud, that's what it's about. Nobody ain't safe no more. And Joe stands out even in a big crowd, cause the motherfucker's 6'4". Hey Joe, it's time to start the show. Up, up and away we go. Mic check and I like your flow. Everybody, here's Joe.
Hello everybody, and thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Joe Prano Podcast. This is episode 16 and I am your host, Joe Prano. You're probably hearing my voice and thinking, really? He's doing another one? I thought for sure this was over. I know that lately I've been going a couple weeks in between podcasts, but do not worry. This podcast will not end officially without an announcement from me. So stay subscribed. If you don't see one in there, I promise they're coming. It's just it's a busy time of year. The holidays, lots of shows, lots of different podcasts. There's all kinds of other Joe Prano-related podcasts you can listen to when I'm not around. Obviously, the Dirty Sports, Dirty Slides. There's a couple hundred old Kooks episodes out there. I'm sure you can find Wild Stallions somewhere. And I believe Eddie Ift told me recently that I was the guest with the most appearances ever in the history of Talking Shit and the Bingle Show. So there's plenty of Joe Prano out there in podcast land, but I'm glad that you're still here and still listening. If you're not subscribed to this, please do it now. Please subscribe on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts and rate and review and do all of those good things. Also, if you want to support the show, I know you're probably like, why would I become a patron of some show that only puts episodes out every couple weeks? Well, you know, maybe the more love I see, the more episodes you'll get. So patreon.com/Joe Prano if you want to support. And if you want to come see me live, I will be in Tahoe with Eddie Ift this coming week, December 12th through the 16th, the Improv at Harvey's in South Lake Tahoe. And then after that, we've got an 11-11 show, secret backyard Laz Lair comedy show on the 29th of December. And then I'm back out with Eddie Ift to start the new year, kick off 2019 right. I will be at the House of Comedy in Arizona in the Phoenix Scottsdale area, December 2nd through 6th, I believe. So, sorry, January 2nd through 6th. All those dates are on my website at joeprano.com. And today's episode is going to be a solo podcast. I've done one other solo episode that I put out and then quickly made private and made a Patreon exclusive, because there still is something about doing these solo that sort of creeps me out. But today's topic is something that I wanted to talk about. And whenever I put it out on the internet, people want to talk about it. So I thought I would give you guys just my case for this. And that would be our episode of the week. It is the holiday season. And we're in mid-December now, early to mid-December. And I put out a joke last week on Twitter, because people always make the holiday season joke. I can't believe the holidays are here already. I can't believe it's Christmas light season. You know, that come November, it's all always, I can't believe the year's almost over. So I wrote this joke and I put it on Twitter. I can't believe it's me yelling at people that Die Hard isn't a Christmas movie season already. This is an ongoing debate that happens every year, seems, on the internet. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie, or is Die Hard not a Christmas movie? And I passionately think that it is not a Christmas movie. I put that out as a joke. But of course, because you can't joke about these things, to the Die Hard is a Christmas movie folks, hundreds, not hundreds, but dozens of replies underneath arguing why it is. And I'm going to settle it once for all. I'm going to give you the case for why it's not. And this is the official case why it's not. You can share this with everybody, every one of your friends that thinks it is. And if you think it is, I'm glad you're here. I will convince you by the end of it that you're wrong, because you are. But one of the replies I got was, why should anyone care? Why does anyone care? And I actually saw a Conan O'Brien tweet a couple of weeks ago about, you know, the people who are arguing this topic versus the people who don't care at all. And my response to that is, if you're here listening to the Joe Prano podcast, you are the type of person that apparently enjoys me having nonsensical arguments on podcasts for years. You've listened to me argue for hundreds of hours that LeBron James is the greatest basketball player of all time. You've listened to me argue for dozens of hours that Eli Manning is a Hall of Famer. You've listened to me for a handful of hours argue that I'd rather lose a leg to a shark attack versus an arm. This is what podcasts are for. This is what the internet is about. Stupid arguments that are really, truly unwinnable. Would I rather lose an arm or a leg? Am I passionate that I would rather lose a leg? Yes. Is there technically a right answer? I mean, I think so. I think the right answer is leg, but you know, can't definitively say. And that's what the internet's all about. Stupid fucking arguments. So why does anyone care? Because it's the internet. That's why anyone cares. And I care because I'm right. And people who think Die Hard is a Christmas movie are wrong. And I have been, since I joined Twitter in 2009, at Fix Your Life. That's what I'm here to do. I'm here to fix lives. I believe my first tweet was, I'm here to fix lives and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of bubble gum. So this is something that I've been passionate about for years, fixing your life. And I am today going to fix your life if you believe that Die Hard is, in fact, a Christmas movie. I have argued this again on Twitter and in person. I was just with Chris Wilde down at his house in Redondo, and Chris Wilde is a gigantic Die Hard fan. He may have claimed that Die Hard is his favorite movie of all time, and then claimed that it is clearly the best Christmas movie of all time. I love Chris Wilde. I'm the biggest Chris Wilde fan in the world, and I respect his opinion. But in this case, he's completely goddamn fucking wrong. Now, I'm going to lay out first sort of the argument for. This is the arguments that people make. These are the arguments people make about why Die Hard is a Christmas movie. And then I, like a good lawyer does, am going to come back with thousands more reasons why it isn't. My case is going to be significantly stronger than these simple facts that people use to claim Die Hard is a Christmas movie. And those simple facts are, one, it happens on Christmas Eve. This is where you guys are starting. It happens on Christmas Eve. Lots and lots and lots of movies happen on and around Christmas that are not Christmas movies. Gremlins. If you're one of the people that argues Gremlins is a Christmas movie, you're also wrong. That's a horror movie, not a Christmas horror movie. It's not, you know, Christmas Krampus or whatever, or Black Christmas. It's not a Christmas horror movie. It's just a horror movie that happens to fall on Christmas. Lethal Weapon. Don't be that guy. Lethal Weapon isn't a Christmas movie. All of Shane Black's movies for a while were set on and around Christmas. You telling me this guy only writes Christmas movies? Lethal Weapon, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, whichever one of the Iron Mans he did. All Christmas movies? Are you serious? No. Batman Returns, not a Christmas movie. Trading Places, not a Christmas movie. Eyes Wide Shut, not a Christmas movie. Go, not a Christmas movie. Reindeer Games, for God's sakes, has reindeer in the title, and the opening scene of the movie is a dead Santa Claus, and that is also not a Christmas movie. It's not about Christmas. Christmas movies are about Christmas, okay? And Die Hard is not about Christmas. Yes, it's set on Christmas. We get it. Not all movies that are set on Christmas are Christmas movies. Just like not all movies that feature sports are sports movies. The Big Lebowski has a lot of bowling in it. It's not a sports movie. Okay? Just because bowling is a sport doesn't mean that The Big Lebowski is a sports movie. I'd argue Jerry Maguire is not a sports movie. How much sports happens in the movie? Yeah. Is he a sports agent? Is sports talked about and athletes, you know, quote unquote athletes, part of the plot? Sure. There's one scene where a guy catches a football and then does a touchdown dance. A sports movie? Come on. Just because it is set in something doesn't mean it is that style of movie. And honestly, the other argument for me is if you're a diehard fan, which I am, why do you want it to be a Christmas movie? Why would you want such a good movie? We'll come back to that. Anyway, put a pin in that argument. It happens on Christmas. This is the big movie. This is the big reasoning behind why this is a Christmas movie. Again, lots of movies happen on Christmas. The argument that, you know, the plot is directly related to Christmas, well, that's not really true. The movie could take place during an office party, or not even a party. It could happen in an office where, you know, terrorists, or who said we're terrorists, come in and hold up an office. Didn't even have to be a party. Now, maybe McClane wouldn't be there if he wasn't there visiting his wife for a party, but like he could have flown into town, to see his sick mother-in-law and showed up to see his wife at the office. Like, I understand that there's a lot of Christmas in it, and I understand that as part of the movie, but that alone does not make it a Christmas movie. Now, a stronger argument, and the one that you guys should really focus on, is that the writer of the movie says that it's a Christmas movie. Now, you're probably going, Joe, if the writer says it's a Christmas movie, what in the fuck are we talking about? Well, here's the thing. First of all, when we say that the writer said it's a Christmas movie, okay, a couple of things here. One, somebody asked him on Twitter. His name is Stephen E. D'Souza. He's one of the writers of Die Hard. He's not the only writer of Die Hard. Jake Tapper, who's a big Die Hard is a Christmas movie guy. I'm sure, and by the way, if you're that, just know that Jake Tapper's on your side of the argument. He said, I'm sure you've weighed in on it before, but I've never heard you or Jeb Stewart, the other writer, offer your take on whether Die Hard is a Christmas movie. He replies, yes, comma, because the studio rejected the Purim draft. Hashtag Die Hard is a Christmas movie. So, first of all, his reply when he says it is pretty tongue-in-cheek. Yes, because the studio rejected the Purim draft. I am pretty 100% certain that he did not write a Purim draft of Die Hard. So, if you're using this as your evidence, you realize that you are using something that is clearly, to anybody with a brain, 100% a joke response. Now, does that mean that him saying it is a Christmas movie is a joke? No, maybe not necessarily. But this, as your piece of evidence, is a joke because that is clearly a joking response. Now, the other issue with claiming that the reason that, you know, this is a Christmas movie is because the writer says it is because the writer of a movie, while important, doesn't really have say in what kind of movie it is. Now, I know you're probably going like, what the fuck are you talking about, Prano? Now you've honestly lost me. But I'll tell you a story. When I was a young, dumb comic slash actor, I was, you know, in my early 20s and thought the way that you could, you know, make it in Hollywood or the movie business was to have a conversation with, you know, you could just email somebody from the studio or a director or a writer and be like, hey, man, I want to be in your movie. I had read that one of Alan Weisbecker's, who's a big surf writer that I likes, books, Cosmic Banditos, was being made into a movie by John Cusack. I was obsessed with the idea that this was going to be a movie. And I was convinced that if I could just find a way to get in touch with somebody doing it, that I could be in this movie. I'm meant to be in this movie. It's in the stars. It's in, you know, all of the cosmic realm that I belong in Cosmic Banditos. This is what 22-year-olds think. This is what dumb 22-year-olds think. So I found Alan Weisbecker's email, and I messaged him, and I said, hey, and I laid out my whole thing. This is why I've got to be in the movie, and blah, 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 blah. And he wrote back, have you heard the one about the Polish actress? And then he said, she fucked the writer. The joke being, you're an idiot if you think fucking the writer is going to help you, because the writer has absolutely no fucking say. Even if he wrote it as a Christmas movie and turned it in as a Christmas movie and said, this is a Christmas movie, even them not marketing it as a Christmas movie, they also could have changed entirely the idea that it's a Christmas movie, like they've done with a million other pictures. Did you know Ghostbusters were originally time travelers in the script? E.T. was originally a killer alien. Snakes on a Plane was supposed to be a serious thriller. And Die Hard with a Vengeance, speaking of Die Hard, was once both Lethal Weapon 4 and an original Brandon Lee starring vehicle, Bruce Lee's son, who died in The Crow. So that's what Die Hard with a Vengeance was supposed to be. So we already know that they fucked with other diehards, right? Then how about Good Will Hunting? Do you know Good Will Hunting was supposed to be an action thriller? Affleck explained to Boston Magazine, we came up with this idea of a brilliant kid and his townie friends where he was special and the government wanted to get their mitts on him, and it had a very Beverly Hills Cop / Midnight Run sensibility where the kids from Boston were giving the NSA the slip all the time. Rob Reiner said, look, you have two movies in the script and the movies are fighting each other. There's the thriller aspect of the kids from Southie thwarting the big government agency, and there's this really awesome character story about this math genius and his relationship with the shrink, and we don't think those two can live together. You guys wrote a great script, and you're the stars of the movie, so we're putting it to you. You've got to pick one. So they took what they wrote and fucking changed it. So the writer says it's a fucking Christmas movie? Well, did you hear the one about the Polish actress? They may have taken his script, kept the references to Christmas, set it at Christmas, but that does not make it a Christmas movie. What makes it a Christmas movie is that Christmas movies are Christmas movies. In essence, if you're even arguing whether or not something is a Christmas movie, you've already lost. It's not a Christmas movie. Christmas movies are so blatantly Christmas movies. They are marketed as Christmas movies. They are talked about as Christmas movies. They are watched almost exclusively around Christmas. They're Christmas movies. Trying to force something else into that is dumb, because Christmas movies are sort of hack and schlocky, and a good movie that happens at Christmas, probably not a Christmas movie. A dumb, schlocky, over-the-top Santa Claus is on the cover, reindeer on the cover, snowmen are on the cover, wrapping papers on the cover. Those are Christmas movies. We all know what Christmas movies are. We all know, you know, if I had to ask you to list Christmas movies, you'd list a bunch. And then you'd list Die Hard, and half the people would be like, I don't think that's correct. Like, think about if you had a pile of DVDs, right? If you had a pile of DVDs, this is the first of my many tests, the poster test, aka the DVD cover test, okay? If you took a pile of DVDs of Die Hard and Elf and A Christmas Story and Home Alone and Nightmare Before Christmas and The Santa Claus and A Christmas Vacation, and you showed them to a four-year-old and you said, separate these DVDs into piles, Christmas movies and not Christmas movies, and you threw in there also Scarface and The Hangover and Days of Thunder and, you know, whatever else, okay? They're going to separate it into the Christmas movies and the not Christmas movies based on just looking at the DVD cover. This one has Santa Claus on it. This one has reindeers on it. This one has you know, it says Christmas on it. This one, it's not hard. If you look at the cover of Die Hard, there is no Christmas. It's an exploding building, a helicopter, Bruce Willis. No mention of Christmas, no Christmas lights, nothing. The posters, the DVD covers. It's very simple. It's like that's all you really need to know, but apparently not. Like if you look at the other covers, Gremlins, again, zero mention of Christmas in words or in pictures. Elf has a Santa Claus's elf on it. Love Actually has a bow like it is a wrapped gift. A Christmas Carol, obviously Christmas. Arthur Christmas. Home Alone is Macaulay Culkin, the two villains, a Christmas tree. Bad Santa, Santa Claus. Christmas Vacation, he's lit up. He's in a Santa Claus outfit. Four Christmases, Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon wrapped in ribbon. Christmas with the Cranks, it says Christmas. A Christmas Story, a wreath, Jingle All the Way. It's Jingle Bells and it's Arnold Schwarzenegger in a Santa Claus outfit. A Very Merry Christmas, Bill Murray with a Christmas hat on. Scrooged. Even if you looked at Scrooged and didn't know Scrooge was a reference to A Christmas Story, which obviously if you watch the movie, it is, you would see a skeleton's hand in a Santa Claus costume with mistletoe above him. It's a Christmas movie. Die Hard? Nothing. Just literally a big picture of Bruce Willis's face, okay? A building exploding, Nakatomi Plaza exploding, helicopters, nothing. Die Hard is written in red. Is that what you're going to go with? It's not marketed as a Christmas movie. It's not showing you any aspect of Christmas on it. It's not a Christmas movie. Now, I'm just going to repeat that a lot. Now, that was the poster / DVD cover test. Okay, some of these tests are theoretical, and some of these tests are actual. That is a actual test. You know, you look at the posters, nothing about Christmas, and also a theoretical one at the same time. Give a 4-year-old a box of DVDs. Is Die Hard getting put in the Christmas pile or not the Christmas pile? And by the way, when I say that, what I'm saying is, if you believe Die Hard is a Christmas movie, you're dumber than a 4-year-old. That's what I'm saying. So that's one test. Let's move on to now another real test, the Wikipedia test. Okay? If you go to Google and you search Christmas movies by their name, okay? I put in Home Alone, Scrooged, Love Actually, Elf, Miracle on 34th Street, It's a Wonderful Life, all blatant, unabashed Christmas movies, and Die Hard, okay? I put those titles into Google, and I didn't go to the Wikipedia pages for the movies. What I did is I looked at just the Wikipedia brief that it gives you. When you see the Google search result, one of them is the Wikipedia page, and then under that is a preview of what's to come on the Wikipedia page. So let's just do this. I put in It's a Wonderful Life. The brief summary that a preview on Google shows you is It's a Wonderful Life is a 1946 American Christmas fantasy comedy film produced and directed by Frank Capra, based on the short story, blah, blah, blah. Release date, December 20th, 1946. Keep that in mind. Moving on, Elf. Elf is a 2003 American Christmas fantasy comedy film directed by Jon Favreau and written by David Barenboim. It stars Will Ferrell, James dot, dot, dot. Produced by blah, blah, blah. Release date, November 7th, 2003. Love Actually is a 2003 Christmas-themed romantic comedy film directed by Richard Curtis. It features an ensemble cast, many of dot, dot, dot. Release date in the United States, November 14th, 2003. November 21st, 2003 in the United Kingdom. Scrooged is a 1988 American Christmas comedy film directed by Richard Donner and written by Mitch Glazer and Michael O'Donoghue. Release date, November 23rd, 1988. Home Alone is a 1990 American Christmas comedy film written and produced by John Hughes and directed by Christopher Columbus. The film stars... November 16th, 1990 was the release date. And finally, Miracle on 34th Street is a 1947 American Christmas comedy drama film written and directed by George Seton and based on a story by... Release date. Now here's the catchy one. June 4th, 1947. Now... one of my arguments before I talk about Die Hard is the box office argument. It was released in July. It's not a Christmas movie. That's one of the reasons I believe it is not a Christmas movie, because not only in those days were movies, you know, it released in the summer and then it wouldn't even have been out on video in time for Christmas. It was probably in the theaters released in July till like September and then went away and probably came back early the next year at the absolute earliest. It wasn't even probably available on VHS or Laserdisc for that matter in Christmas of 1988. But getting to the more important part, Die Hard. Die Hard is a 1988 American action thriller film. It was directed by John McTiernan, written by Stephen E. DeSouza and Jeb Stuart, and stars... Release date, again, July 12th, 1988. Miracle on 34th Street was released in June of 1947. It probably ran all the way until fucking Christmas, and it's also about Santa Claus. It's a movie about Christmas. It's a 1947 American Christmas comedy drama. It came out in June? Okay, not really... helping my box office argument, but I think we can all agree films that came out in 1947 probably ran for a fucking year. And also, any movie about Santa Claus is probably a fucking Christmas movie. Die Hard, released in July 12, 1988. If you read the blurb in a preview of Wikipedia, it says Die Hard is a 1988 American action thriller film. Does not mention Christmas. It does not reference Christmas. It's not a Christmas movie, and the Wikipedia blurb is one of the many things that proves that. Now, if you're to open up the Wikipedia page for Die Hard, people have added that it's this, you know, it's number 38 on the all-time Rotten Tomatoes action list, which honestly I believe is grossly underrated. It should be about 35 spots higher, and it's number 11 on, you know, Empire Magazine's all-time Christmas movies. Just because hipsters decided that they're too cool to watch proper Christmas movies and started arguing that one of the great action films of all time that just so happens to be set on Christmas is a Christmas movie does not make it a Christmas movie. I don't care what the depths of the Wikipedia page edits say. I care what the blurb says because that says it all. That tells you everything you need to know in one sentence. Die Hard is a 1988 American action thriller film. Now, to go back to what I just said about sort of the people that have decided later on that Die Hard is a Christmas movie, like somebody replied to me on Twitter when I was making the argument about the poster that the 30th edition, the 30th anniversary edition Blu-ray, the cover is a Christmas sweater. Well, look, 30 years later, whoever's selling Blu-rays and whoever's buying Blu-rays, God knows who you are, the company is targeting you hipsters, you folks who have decided that I must own Die Hard on DVD because it's a Christmas movie and I'll watch it around Christmas. And I want to know from you people, why don't you have love in your hearts? Why don't you enjoy the holidays? Why don't you enjoy your family? What did your dad do to you? Why didn't your parents love you? Because, look, are most Christmas movies very good? No. Honestly, they're not. Did I just list a bunch of really great ones? Home Alone, Scrooged, Elf? Sure. Those are great Christmas movies. But there's a lot of, you know, terrible, schlocky, horrible Christmas movies as well. Just hack holiday films. And we don't watch them all year round. We just watch them at Christmas. And it's okay. It's okay to, you know, have a guilty pleasure. Your mom wants to watch Love Actually, so you're going to sit with your mom or your girlfriend and watch Love Actually. It's cool. There's nothing wrong with that. It's not a great movie, but it's a fine Christmas movie, which is why it upsets me that you would even want Die Hard to be a part of that. Why do you want Die Hard to be a part of that? What, like, people who argue that Die Hard is a Christmas movie remind me of myself. Like, I would always tell my dad, you know, I'm not going to church on Easter. Like, fuck you, I don't believe in religion, you know? Which I was trying to prove a point. Like, nah, I'm not into this. But, like, what is it about you and, like, the holidays? Why are you trying to ruin the holidays by making people watch an action movie and trying to, you know, put a square peg in a round hole? No, no, it's a Christmas movie. Here's why. Just sit down and watch A Christmas Story. A Christmas Story is garbage. But you know what? Watch it, okay? Just, it's that time of year. It's a Wonderful Life. It's in black and white. Just fucking watch it. It's Christmas. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to eat a bunch of pie. You're supposed to get a bunch of socks. You're supposed to watch It's a Wonderful Life. Is Die Hard better than all these movies? Yes. Yes, it is. Is it set at Christmas? Yes. Yes, it is. Is it a Christmas movie? No. Stop forcing people to get on board with your Christmas nonsense. Don't be a friggin' hipster, okay? Just accept that some movies are Christmas hack and some movies are, you know, all-time action movie classics, and don't force them to be the same thing. Just don't do it. I shall continue with my evidence. Okay, moving on. We've now done the poster test. We've done the Wikipedia test. And now we're going to do what I like to call the video store test. I know that video stores don't exist anymore, so this is more of a theoretical one. But a lot of people, I'm sure, at least remember or have heard of the idea of a video store. You would go in, you would rent a movie, you'd go and you'd pay them, you know, some amount, and they would let you take the movie home, and then you would return it after you've watched it, normally late, and they would charge you some crazy fee on top of that. But imagine this. Imagine I gave you a bag of cash, $50,000 in a duffel bag, and I said, here's the deal. You get this duffel bag full of cash if you can go into this video store and come out with Die Hard in under 30 seconds. You can ask the teller one question, but that question cannot be, where is Die Hard? Okay? You can ask them one question. You would take that bag and you'd feel very confident that you could walk into that store. And your question would be very obvious. You would walk in and you would say, where are your action movies? And he would point you toward the wall of action movies and you would go there and you would scan it in order. You'd go alphabetical, D, Die Hard. You'd find Die Hard. You'd find Die Hard 2. You'd find Die Hard 3, which is not set at Christmas. You'd find Die Hard 4, which is not set at Christmas. You'd find Die Hard on Die Harder, which is not set at Christmas. You'd find Die Another Day in Hardness, which is not set at Christmas. And you'd leave with your Die Hard and your $50,000. You certainly would not walk in to that video store and say, where are your Christmas movies? Where are your holiday films? You would not do that. Now, if I asked you to go in with the same task and said, find It's a Wonderful Life, what would you even, you would have to ask, where are your Christmas movies? What are you going to ask? Where are your, you know, black and white dramedies? Like, what, you know, what would you ask? You'd go into Love Actually, you'd say, where are your romance films? You'd ask, where are your comedies, and go searching all of comedy for Elf? No, you'd ask, where are your Christmas movies? And you'd find It's a Wonderful Life motherfucking immediately. You would not, for God's sakes, if you had one question, walk in and ask where your Christmas movies are if you're looking for Die Hard. You'd be stupid. Because 60% of video stores, or actually probably 95% of video stores, when video stores still existed, wouldn't have put it in the video, in the holiday section. Maybe the one Quentin Tarantino worked at, you know? But if you were walking in any fucking Blockbuster video and you had to find Die Hard in 30 seconds, you're lying to yourself. You're lying to yourself if you're saying that you're going in there and you're asking where their fucking Christmas movies are. You know why? Because Die Hard ain't a fucking Christmas movie. Okay. Back to another theoretical test. The movie party test. If you got a phone call from a friend of yours and he said, hey man, July 4th weekend, I'm throwing a party at my house. It's not a July 4th party. It's a July 3rd party. July 4th, we're all going to go watch fireworks and we're going to do this. But July 3rd, I thought, what's better than summer blockbusters night at my house? We're going to come over. You're going to come over and you're going to, we're going to set up a projector in the backyard and we're going to set up chairs. We're going to have a popcorn machine and it's going to be summer blockbuster movie night. I'm going to put a movie on the projector and we're all going to watch it. It's going to be movie night. If you walked in and everybody sat down and this guy pulled out motherfucking Elf, you'd be like, what? Why are we watching Elf? If he pulled out Miracle on 34th Street, you would stand up and you say, hey, Jim, are you fucking crazy? It's July. Why in God's fucking name would we watch Miracle on 34th Street? And he'd go, because it was released in June and it's one of the highest grossing movies in 1934. You'd go, hey, Jim, fucking kill yourself. This ain't Christmas. We're not watching a goddamn Christmas movie. Now, if he said we're watching Die Hard, you'd probably fucking go ballistic and you'd be like, this is the dopest fucking summer blockbuster backyard movie night I've ever fucking been to. We're gonna watch Die Hard. Die Hard's dope. No one's gonna be like, let's not watch Die Hard. It's a Christmas movie. You know why? Because Die Hard's not a fucking Christmas movie. Okay. Now, we've covered a lot here. Okay. People are still gonna argue this. They're going to argue it, and they're going to argue it, and they're going to argue it. And again, I ask you, go into your bathroom, look yourself in the mirror, and ask yourself, why? Why do you feel the need to argue this? Why can't you just enjoy shitty, hacky Christmas movies around Christmas time and enjoy fucking badass movies the rest of the year? Ask yourself, what is it about you? Why are you doing this? Why are you forcing this to be? I'm telling you, the movie party test, the Wikipedia test, the video store test, the poster test, the box office release date test, and you're telling me because it's set on Christmas, that's what you're telling me? Is Big Lebowski suddenly the best sports movie of all time? I mean, don't be dumb. And then, of course, we'll wrap this up with the one nail in the coffin, okay? All of those things. Why, Joe, why did you have to lay out such a drastic case? Why do you care so much? You're listening to this, like you're saying, why do you care? Because, motherfucker, the answer has been there all along. Don't ask why I care. Ask why you're refusing to be wrong. There's right and wrong in the world, okay? You're wrong. Us right people, we are right, and we want everybody to know what right is. Right and wrong is important, especially around the Christmas season. He knows when you've been naughty. He knows when you've been nice. He knows when you've been bad or good, right? There's nice people, there's good people, and then there's motherfuckers who think Die Hard is a fucking Christmas movie. Okay? I hope you get coal in your stocking. You're motherfucking wrong. And the final nail in the coffin is very simple. Why is Die Hard not a Christmas movie? Because Bruce Willis fucking said so.
Hey, Joe, I like Joe's show. I tell everybody that's my shit. See, I had a long ride, turned the volume up high, and the time flew by so quick. I laughed out loud, that's what it's about, I really don't feel safe no more. And Joe stands out, even in a big crowd, cause he drinks till he hits the flow. Hey Joe, it's time to stop the show, pack it up and away we go.